You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. We're now 7 weeks from New Hampshire's state primary on September 8th, and the plan is? Well, truth is, New Hampshire doesn't have a plan for voting this fall, at least a public one. As has been the case since the beginning of the pandemic, information has only trickled out of the Secretary of State's office. It's left cities and towns to grapple with planning on their own, and the public wondering whether New Hampshire's in-person elections will be safe, and what the voters' options are rather than going to the polls. Last Monday, the Secretary of State issued a list of PPE to be provided to elections. Workers, and last month issued some guidance on how to help voters via mail or curbside, but little or no information has gone to the public. Governor Sununu also figures into this scenario. The governor vetoed HB 1672 last week, an amended bill which would have finally implemented online voter registration in New Hampshire and given election workers more time to process absentee ballots. Then, as of Monday, July 13th, HB 1266 arrives on the governor's desk. HB 1266 makes changes to the absentee ballot application to include a COVID-19 checkbox instead of having to check disability, and allows one form to request both the September 8th primary and November 3rd ballots. The governor has said he will sign the bill. How quickly the Secretary of State will implement the new form is another question. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.